10 o'clock hour of Wildy Tausch begins now. Tausch live at Badgers practice at Camp Randall. Packers practice starting in a little while. All right, Tausch. Hold on.
I asked
LaFleur this. I got it. That's a great question, which was nice. Not a great answer, though.
That's a great question, Jason.
Well, then it ain't a great question. You don't get a great answer, not a great question.
Right.
You know that.
As I would tell Matt, it's not about the question. It's about the answer. But I don't think he knows the answer right now, and that is, you know, you're opening with the Lions. Then you've got the Commanders. You want your offense to hit the ground running, and you got to try and do it now with your quarterback being in some way, shape, or form limited in practice. As his thumb, he is non-throwing thumb heals, and you've had a bunch of wide receivers miss a bunch of time already. Are walkthroughs and jog-throughs and mental reps sufficient? Because the old saying in the NFL is the defense is usually ahead of the offense to begin with. How do you view what the Packers are going to be up against offensively getting things started once the regular season arrives because of this injury and the other injuries they also have at skill positions?
Well, so I think, and I told Evan this too when he was filling in for you, this is a multi-layered problem. You brought up a bunch of the questions that I think all of us have in dealing with Jordan's comeback, but now you're also looking at it, you're not going to run the same stuff if you have Malik Willis. So how much time are you going to spend with Malik on Detroit? Because just so everybody knows, you get through a couple weeks of training camp and about 10 days out, maybe even a little bit more, you start stealing a half a practice or a morning walkthrough and you're installing for the Detroit Lions. They're going to start sprinkling that in.
Uh-huh.
And so as I asked during the last segment, how much now are you going to play Malik? Because on the plus side, I said this all offseason, I don't know if you feel better about a backup quarterback situation than you ever have in Green Bay. Like, this is you're in a great spot. You have a guy that you know you can win games with. So you feel good about that. But then you just saw your quarterback get hurt. How much are you going to play Malik in these next two preseason games? Because the offense still needs to work. The line needs to work. You're in a real conundrum here as far as how you're approaching it. So what it does is that coaches like stability and they like to have certainty. This injury gives you none of that. So there's a lot of questions. I think the saving grace on this is you do feel like Jordan will be able to play. Is it going to be semi-limited as far as can you do a bunch of under center stuff and, you know, long play actions, the stretch play, some of those things? That's a question we don't know yet. But the other question is, well, how much are you going to play Malik moving forward? Because there is no doubt in my mind that the Green Bay Packers feel really good about having Malik Willis as their quarterback. Shoot, there were some fans last year that were saying, oh, boy, you're winning games with Malik. I am not in that camp, but there were fans that said that Malik Willis can win you games in this league. So then you have to look at, well, how much are we going to push for Jordan to be back and we want him to be healthy? There are a ton of variables that this scenario this morning that Brian Gutekunst told you brings into play that you don't really want to be dealing with at this point.
So you played with Favre when he had a broken thumb on his throwing hand. Rodgers had a broken thumb on his throwing hand in 2022. And I like to point out that Favre was the ultimate tough guy and the ultimate Iron Man. And in 2022, people just thought Rodgers sucked and didn't give him the same benefit of the doubt. As a member of the offense, like, for example, do you just feel a greater sense of responsibility? Not that you're not trying all the time, but now we have to ratchet up our protection even further when our guy is dealing with this type of injury. Like, how does it affect not just morale, but actual functionality of the offense because you're trying to protect your guy?
I don't think it's as much as you'd think. I mean, we have a job to do, and that's why, well, what about this quarterback? Well, obviously, if a quarterback has a different skill set, I think Malik Willis has a different skill set, where you're going to do more runs with the quarterback, and that's more where you're concerned and you start focusing on what that looks like. But am I sitting there saying, oh boy, I better really protect now because
right.
Jordan Love's got – no. I mean, if you're thinking that way, you're a loser and you need to get out the league. Like, that's just not how you think. You always are thinking, I want to protect and I want to hold. Now, is there some things where you can scheme and maybe get the ball out quicker and do some other – absolutely. That's more, I think, on a play caller standpoint than it is, oh, boys, you guys better bow up and do this. No, if you're not doing that already, you're probably not long for this league.
Well, we will continue to monitor this.
What do you think is going to happen here? Do you think they're going to – now, how do you approach this with Malik? You got to play him, right?
It's a great question, Tausch. And let's talk more about that because I'm glad you brought it up because I don't – what do you want me to say? I mean, I didn't want Jordan Love out there. Now you have to protect yourself, but your quarterback needs the work, right? I mean, you don't get better at playing football without playing football. So how much risk now are you willing to take that you're one more injury away from having Sean Clifford having to play or Taylor Elgersma, the Canadian import? I don't know the answer to that. We'll get into that coming up.
What answer did you get on that Irish kicker? Did you end up getting all the details on it?
I did get the details.
You did not.
Yeah,
did you?
End. Yeah.
You, oh, my gosh.
I can't wait
for this article. It's going to be great.
I will explain why there was time for that question.
Who was that guy you talked to instead of Rodgers a couple of years ago?
Rudy Ford.
Yeah, this is Rudy Ford all over again.
No. Rudy Ford, no. Don't. Yeah, that's comparing. That is not a fair comp. So, no, I can't
give you
that,
Jesse. That's offensive to Rudy Ford.
I'm going to tell you this. I know Evco brought this up. We are just blessed and fortunate that your turf toe wasn't this week instead of last week, because you imagine all of a sudden you're getting treatment on that toe and we don't know what's going on with Jordan. LaFleur comes down and is like, what's up with Jordan? I don't know. Wildy's booted up in a
Doc's
in his,
busy.
Turf toe. Doc's busy. We'll get to you. Let's see. We'll get you something by tomorrow. So thank you, Jason, for having that turf toe incident about a week ago, not today.
Anything for the team, buddy. Yeah. And that's the approach at Associated Bank as well. The best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it. And whether it's early pay, whether it's credit monitoring, whether it's fraud protection, or if it's just having a checking account with your favorite team, the Packers, the Brewers, or the Badgers, Associated Bank has you covered. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. We'll talk more about what the Packers need to do moving forward with Malik Willis in the short term and then getting Jordan Love and the offense ready for September 7th against the Detroit Lions. As we roll on, more Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Tausch asks a really good question, which is, now that Jordan Love...
How about that Gaelic kicker?
All right, let me just clarify something. There are times in press conferences where it feels like the press conference is going to end because no one is asking any questions. So I waited for that moment, and then I brought up the Gaelic kicker. Because I wanted to make sure that, especially with such colossal breaking news, we were not going to waste time on a guy who will not be kicking for the Packers this season. And so I did. I was patient. We got to Christian Watson, who will be chomping at the bit after four games, but Brian Gutekunst Another interesting tidbit when he talked today, basically indicating, yeah, it's possible, but there's a timeline specific to ACLs, and even though he's ahead of schedule, they're not going to deviate from that, so that's worth monitoring.
I can't say a ton. Some slop. A little sloppy today. That's all I'll say. Continue.
Oh, the football that you're watching.
Yeah.
Watson. No, I'm
not.
Sorry.
I'm not getting after you about Watson. I still think he'll be back by, I mean, what is the 6 week pup is 6 weeks?
No, four. Yeah, his first four games minimum.
Oh, yeah. Halloween is what, week eight?
They've got a bye in there. Yeah. They are, let me get to that for you real quickly while you're watching some sloppy play, allegedly. They play the Steelers on October 26th. That would be their seventh game of the season.
Okay. It's going to be close, but I feel good about – I still feel good about my bold – that's not even going to be my bold-a-thon bold pick. That's just me just being me.
Yeah. So Malik Willis now becomes even more important. But you heard Goody's answer to my bubble wrap question. So I don't see them now bubble wrapping their backup quarterback just because their starting quarterback hurt his thumb. I would.
I know you would.
But they can't, right?
I think it's really important now, especially with the, you know, the chances, whatever market you want to look at, of Jordan Love starting the game, it's lower than what it was yesterday. I still do believe. I believe what Goody said. I think he'll. Everything is, you know, if the surgery goes well, which I almost always you hear the surgery went well, he'll be on track to be back. But you have to have Malik Willis ready. Even, you know, you had to have him ready anyways, but now even more so. So you have to let him go out and play. Now, I think you limit what you're going to do with him, but it's important for him to get work because this is the time of the year that these guys get all that work. And I just say, you know, thank goodness that Malik Willis is here and that you feel this good. Because if this was the case last year at this time and this happened and Malik Willis wasn't here yet, all of a sudden you're thinking, is Sean Clifford really going to lead us in? And the Packers last year obviously felt like absolutely not. Now you at least feel like you have a chance to have a chance with Malik Willis leading your football team.
So you said something else that I'm even more intrigued by. And that is, as we saw last season when Love suffered the knee injury at the end of the game in Brazil, and then they play the next two games, their skill sets are not the same. Their play styles are not the same. You know, when the Ravens had Snoop Huntley as their backup to Lamar Jackson. No one plays the game quite like Lamar Jackson, but they didn't have Joe Flacco, who's a vastly different type quarterback, backing up Lamar Jackson. What is the challenge of having a quarterback that has a different style? Like, you made it work last season. Let's not get this twisted. It worked great. They won all three games he played extended minutes in. All against AFC South opponents. What's the challenge for them to try and figure out, all right, we need him to be able to do more. We've had him for a year now. We need him to do more for our offense to function. We can't just go and say, oh, it worked last year against Indy and Tennessee and in the second half in Jacksonville. Let's just run the same stuff we ran with Malik last year. You were doing that out of necessity. So now how does that look if you're Steno, if you're LaFleur trying to conjure up, you know, a plan B if for some reason Love has a setback after this procedure this morning?
Well, it's a lot easier this year. You now know a lot more about Malik Willis. Malik Willis knows a lot more of your offense. And it's not as if you're going to fundamentally change everything. You can't do that. But will you adjust some things? And, you know, as we saw last year, you pounded the football a lot more. Josh Jacobs had his record number of carries in that Tennessee game with 30-something. And you had Malik Willis running some other stuff. You had bootlegs. And the other side of that is it forces the opposing team to also prep a little bit differently. So it's not just, you know, a negative on one side. It makes it more difficult on both. But this is going to be more of a case of you will tinker and put some special things in that Malik does really well. But this is Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur's offense. And Malik Willis, I thought, adjusted pretty well to that. And when you add those sprinklers in, you have maybe a little bit more dynamicity to your offense in the run game. When you have somebody that is efficient in running the football and can do it, you know, he bring your own blocker. He's his own guy. That changes the numbers when you start scheming things up offensively against the defense.
All right, we saw Malik Willis run some read option stuff in the preseason game. There are different things he can do, but I would follow up, Tausch, by saying this. He also has to do the stuff that Jordan Love does. Right. Yeah. Like, he has to be able to get that part. And you know, it's not that he didn't do that. I keep thinking back to the throw he makes to Reed in Jacksonville to set up the game-winning field goal. Hold on. That's a big league throw. That's not, we have a running quarterback who occasionally can throw a check down. That's the kind of throw they need him to make. And they're going to need that throw in games, you know, if it comes to that. And again, I don't want to make it sound like, oh my God, Jordan Love is going to miss the first 4 weeks. No one said that here. The expectation is he will be ready for September 7th against the Detroit Lions. He is highly unlikely to play in the final preseason game, Matt LaFleur said, which seems like a good idea to me. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, just how they meld things together. One last thing on this, because and then we'll play trivia and I'll get ready for practice. My helicopterization led me to ask Love a question after the game on Saturday night. He takes the sack on his final snap. He kind of stepped up. He did kind of a jump cut. He's trying to make something happen. He gets spun around. He gets sacked. We didn't know then that that was the play he suffered this thumb injury on. But I think it's – I want you to listen to his response here because I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all because that's what football players do. They play football and they go with their instincts. But as it turned out, he put himself in harm's way, and now you've got a situation to deal with. Here's that exchange from Saturday night.
Jordan, the sack you took kind of got turned around a little bit. Had a little bit of a flashback to Brazil.
Right.
When you're in a game like this, you can't play not to get hurt, right? But do you have to make sure that you're not putting yourself in peril in a game that doesn't count?
Definitely. You know, I think that's, especially as the job of the quarterback, you know, preseason, you don't want to be taking unnecessary hits. And, you know, when you get into situations like that, we start moving around. It's like, all right, how do I get the ball to my hand or get down? So, you know, I had a moment where I was trying to, you know, step up, get out of there, and they kind of collapsed on me and was trying to move around. But, you know, there was nothing really there. I don't think I had room to take off. So one of those instances, just trying my best to get down right there.
Tausch, to me, this is the reality of if you choose to play players, this kind of stuff happens. If you don't play them, this stuff can't happen, right? You can't expect Jordan Love to not play the position the way he plays the position. And that's basically what led to where we're at today, correct?
Yeah, it is. And you're going to put guys out there, they're going to play. And that's why I think you could kind of feel Goody's unease with your question, because there is no right answer. The right answer is you play the results, and the results of this aren't great. But as I've said the whole time, you have to go out and play. You can't just expect to go out, roll your helmets out on September 7th and think that you're going to be, you know, some crisp, efficient football team. That's just, football is tough, and you have to go out and actually do the job. And within those requirements, you can get hurt, and you can get hurt bad, and everybody knows that. So I, for as much as we'd love to have everybody bubble wrapped to do it, you do that, you're not gonna get conditioned into the position of being able to be at your best. And that's the hard part about this job, and it is the tricky balance that these guys have to deal with. when it comes to preseason football. That's why I've said they've tried to alleviate a little of that risk with these joint practices. But these joint practices, you can hit a hand on a helmet just as easily in a joint practice as you can in a game. It's just that you're not going to get taken to the ground. And that's why Green Bay, which I never thought would do a bunch of these, they've decided to do them because they felt that was the better structure for guys to get some work so that they're crisper when it comes to be regular season football.
And less likely for – you can still bang your thumb on a helmet. It's still not out of the realm of possibility in a joint practice that that can happen. I get it. But it is much more controlled of an environment than it is in a preseason game. All right, Jesse, do you want to play – trivia, or do you want to take some texts and calls while I head down the road?
I feel like the Jordan Love thing is big. Look, no one wants to play pirate trivia more than me. You know that. But I think maybe
I'm not sure anybody wants to play it at all.
Yeah, there's some. I say let's wait on trivia. We'll do double trivia tomorrow. There's a lot of texts rolling in on this that I'd like to get Tausch's thoughts on. So I think while you get set up at practice, we can do that.
All right, we will do that. Jesse and Tausch will go through the texts. I'll head down to practice. But before I do, I'll remind you that you need to tune in to Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks brings you exclusive access and untold stories about the greatest stars and moments in Bucks history. Go behind the scenes of Giannis's Emmy-nominated documentary, hear about the true origins of Bucks and Six, and more. Behind the Bucks can be found on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
William Tausch, Jesse and Tausch with you for the time being. Quite the view of you, old T, here at Camp Randall Stadium as you take in Badger football practice. I mean, we're getting a great view of the underneath of the upper deck is what we're seeing on the video stream here. At least one person has texted and just put that awful-looking picture of Tausch up. This video stream is doing nothing for him.
Really?
And I thought that was kind of harsh when I saw that one on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin talking text line.
Probably fair, but I mean, is this any different than when I'm sitting at, I guess, Everlight Solar Studios? It's nicer.
Yeah.
But this gives you a little taste. A little taste.
It's cool to see you out and about. And it's a two camp Tuesday as Jason goes to get situated in Green Bay while the Packers get underway with practice at Ray Nitschke Field. Tausch is at Camp Randall Stadium where the Badger football team is practicing this morning. Two camp Tuesday on Wildy and Tausch. So we're holding it down while Jason goes to get situated. A couple of texts rolling in that I did want to share with you, Tausch. Of course, this comes from the breaking news this morning. Jordan Love undergoing a procedure on his non-throwing hand, a ligament thing, according to Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst about an hour ago. He shared that with the media, including Jason, who was in attendance. Not going to play against the Colts. Highly unlikely to play against the Seahawks in the preseason finale, but the expectation is that he will be back and good to go for week one against the Lions. Text from Nick and Wanakee. 100% disagree with Jason. You can tell Jordan Love to play differently in preseason football. I was okay with Love playing on Saturday, but he should have been coached up not to get near anything closely resembling a sack. Quick handoffs, quick throws should have been all that we saw from him, from Nick and Wanakee. Tausch, your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I think Nick has a Pollyanna view of how you play. You can do quick snap or quick throws and quick slants and screens and stuff like that. But you're out there, you're going to put him out there to play. You want him on a third and seven to do what he's going to do on third and seven in a game. This isn't just, let's just do this to check a box. You're doing it. You decided to do it. You're doing it to get that experience and those reps. So yes, I agree in certain respects that you can limit the dangers of having him do a bunch of five and seven step drops. Yes, very fair. They didn't do that. But at some point, you're going to do it. And you want to see, how is he going to react in the pocket? You know, how does he take a hit? And when you when you decide to go about do that, you have to go play football. There's not a, I'm going to play differently. No, you scheme and you rep differently in the preseason. You're out there playing, you're playing. And if you're not, you're teaching yourself bad habits, and then you might as well not play. So I agree with Jason on this. Football players are going to go out there and do what they do. It's up to the coaches to scheme and to get it in position that they're going to do what you're hoping to get done in as limited of a dangerous fashion as the game of football allows.
Got another text here from Jerry in Brookfield on the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. List is more at 844-770-3776. The Packers' backup quarterback, Malik Willis, is actually more exciting to watch play with a lot of possibilities. It's from Jerry in Brookfield.
So, I mean, I understand his point because he can, you know, he's maybe a little bit more design run and you can do maybe a few more things, but I mean, I would disagree. I think Jordan Love can make throws that Malik Willis can't. I think when Jordan Love is healthy, we saw some of the things he could do. Malik Willis is a better runner on designed runs, no doubt. And if that is what you enjoy, all right, great. And that's what I think Green Bay, if Malik Willis has to play, they better utilize that skill set that he has. Matt LaFleur, I thought, did his finest job coaching. When you put a kid in 21 days in the whole blanket operation and you were able to execute an offense and put up the points and wins that you did with him, I thought that was as good a job as Matt LaFleur has done in his entire time in Green Bay. He deserves a lot of attaboys. And if he has to do it again, I don't think any Packer fan should look at it and say, well, we don't have a chance. No, I think Malik Willis can win you football games, but let's not make any mistakes about it. Jordan Love is a much better quarterback than Malik Willis.
I was questioning whether I wanted to put this last one up here. There's a soft spot in my heart for people that go by Steve-O. There's a bar we go to frequently up north by our cabin that Steve-O is the owner of it. And every time we walk, hey, Steve-O! So this text is from Steve-O in SoCal, not the same guy as the bar up in Crivitz. But here's what Steve-O says. It's long. I'll read it to you. Just remember that you studs, that's you and Jason he's referring
ooh,
to.
Oh, I like that. That's nice of him to call us studs.
Just remember you studs pushed for Love to be paid like a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback when he hasn't shown anything except for a few games his fourth year in the system. I blame y'all and others like you that fell for this nonsensical idea that Love is a franchise quarterback. Not even close, and I'll be reminding you throughout this long losing season from Steve in SoCal.
Oh, snap.
So, Steve-O, you have every right to feel that way. Listen, here's the deal. You believe in a guy, and you pay him or you don't. And for Jordan Love to have the season he did at the end of 23, he forced the Packers' hand. Yeah, it would be great. You keep dragging this thing out and just keep hoping and hoping. Jordan Love has led his team to the playoffs twice. I know it's a 7 seed, blah, blah, blah. Jordan Love is a really good quarterback. He's had some injury, a little bit unlucky in that regard. But is he Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow? No, I haven't said that. But is he Trevor Lawrence? You know, is he Jared Goff? Is he in that category? Absolutely is. And guess what, guys? Steve-O, this is the price of doing business. This is the price of doing business. And if you don't want to do it, go play in a different league. What are your other options, Steve-O? What are you going to do? No, seriously, Steve-O. Jordan Love ain't going to play for $25 million. So, okay, what are you going to do? Let him go? Wait, what is Steve-O's response to that?
I would guess that's his response is, yeah, let him walk and draft someone else or sign somebody else.
And ironically, everybody's freaking out today because Jordan Love might miss a game. He's going to miss some preseason. Everybody's freaking out because Jordan Love is a good quarterback. And is he a $55 million year? We'll find out. We're going to find out. But this is the price of doing business in the big boy league. He did enough to earn the trust that the Packers organization needed to pay him. They didn't have a choice. You do that or you let him go. And if you let him go, I don't think any of these guys have a job. That's how I look at this. So I get it. You can be frustrated. He's hurt. You can be frustrated that he hasn't led us to a world championship yet. But what you can't do is say, this isn't the market, and this is what there would have been 24 plus teams that would have been more than happy to pay Jordan Love $55 million a year. There would have been. this is the NFL. This is the market. You can either deal with it or you can pout and you can say, you know, you guys are idiots and you did this. What, did we crown him early? Here's the deal. You didn't play. His contract is up and you have to make a decision. The Packers decided they're going to pay him. And we'll see how that all turns out. I am not remotely discouraged by the fact that Jordan Love is our starting quarterback. And if you are, Steve-O, hey, go at it, man. Enjoy it.
Love you getting after Steve-O. And I have a feeling Steve-O may become a recurring character, sending us some texts throughout the course of this year.
And listen, man, I love it when fans tell me how they feel. I'm not right all the time. I'm right a lot, but I'm not right all the time. And, you know, for this to play out the way it has, I just asked Steve-O, like, what is the other option? You're going to go with Malik Willis and pay him? Like, you're a starting quarterback in the NFL. Baker Mayfield is going to be wanting a new deal. He's at 30-some million. And he should be getting paid 55. He should be paid more than Jordan Love. So, yes, if you had the fortitude of paying Jordan Love before he started and you paid him 30 million over a four, hey, kudos to y'all, but they didn't do that. They let it go. They let it play out. And you know what happened? Jordan Love played as good a football at the quarterback position the end of that season in the playoff run against the Cowboys in San Fran as anybody in the league. And you, when you do that, you pay him. Just ask the Ravens with Joey Flacco. This is how the NFL works.
Let's do one more quick one to let Jason have enough time to get situated up in Green Bay. This one just came in, but it's a good one for you. Tausch from Sean in Sun Prairie. As I've heard Tausch say before, all players play hurt. Rodgers and Favre did it all the time and won plenty of games. Why are we lowering expectations and not expecting Jordan Love to perform while hurt?
No, I am. I guess I don't want to mislead.
Maybe others aren't then.
No, I mean, I said earlier with Evco and with Jason, if he's out there playing, you're expecting him to play at a high level. And I expect him to be out there playing. I think he's tough. He's proven that he's tough. He's played with that. He came back earlier than what the knee injury diagnosis was last year. So, I mean, I think we aren't – I'm not underselling anything. I think he'll be back. I think he's going to play against Detroit, and I think he needs to play well. And if that happens, I think we're all going to be incredibly excited. But to sit here and say that we're going to expect him to be 100%, I don't. But most quarterbacks aren't throughout most of the season.
All right, enough of Steve-O and everybody else on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text Line. We'll hear from Jason up in Green Bay as the Packers are back at training camp practice this morning. Tausch is
hey,
at
am
Camp
I crazy?
Randall State.
I just got a text from someone I respect deeply, and he says, huh? 24 teams would pay Jordan Love $55 million a year? Yeah. Now, if you factor in, I'm factoring in Burrow and I'm just saying straight up, 24 of the 32 teams, they have Jordan Love as their starting quarterback, and he did what he did. I think 32 out of 32 are paying him that. Am I crazy?
Well, all right. So
maybe I'm nuts.
The Chiefs, no. The Bengals,
no. But I'm saying,
no.
Jesse, you're not understanding. I am saying wipe all that away. Jordan Love is your starting quarterback. He did for the Chiefs what Patrick Mahomes isn't with them. Every team has Jordan Love in that spot. How many teams are doing what the Packers did? Paid him.
Yeah, I'd say probably more than 24, honestly. Probably close to 26, 27.
I mean, maybe the Bengals would say not, and Dallas would obviously make him play it out three yep. more years and then pay him $80 million. So he acts like I'm crazy to say that. I don't think I'm crazy at all.
I don't think you're crazy to say that.
All right, it's good. Well, then, there you go.
We'll hear what Jason thinks about that when he rejoins the show coming up here in a minute. He's up in Green Bay. Tausch is at Camp Randall Stadium where the Badgers are practicing. And I know in the field house there's a nice Jones Dairy section, kind of a sweet area there. We love Jones Dairy Farm out in Fort Atkinson. We were there a few weeks ago, and I know you love your Jones Dairy bacon.
We do. Jones Dairy Farm, family-owned, operated for seven generations in Fort Atkinson, and it's been since 1889, best known for their all-natural sausage made from that original family recipe, available in pork, chicken, and turkey. And you know what? Everybody wants to eat clean. They don't want additives. You don't want that. That's the beautiful part about Jones Dairy. Their stuff is clean and natural. Before it was even hip to be, that's what they did. The sausage is made with fresh meat only, no fillers, no nitrates, MSG, or gluten. They also make that great bacon that we had, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger. They got everything. And check out our ESPN Madison and Milwaukee YouTube pages. I took my wonderful daughter, Eleanor, to lunch down there. Got her to eat some protein after all those battles with the protein muffins. So head on down, Jones Dairy Farm. Just a great Wisconsin business. One of the longest serving. Seven generations of people running that great business down at Jones Dairy Farm.
Jason rejoins in Green Bay. Taush in Madison. Two Camp Tuesday continues next on Wilde and Taush.
This is Wilde and Taush, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Well, the Taush rolls on. Taush at Camp Randall, but Rainischke Field. No Jordan Love, in case you got up late and have not heard. The Green Bay Packers starting quarterback undergoing surgery this morning to repair a ligament thing, per Brian Gutekunst, in his left thumb. That is his non-throwing hand. They hope that he will be able to practice in some capacity next week. They believe he will be ready for the September 7th opener against the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field. Speaking of which, by the way, Goody said absolutely they anticipate Xavier McKinney being ready for the opener. Now, again, absolutely is not always absolutely, as we've learned, but they feel good about him being back, and they feel good about Jordan Love being back as well. So all the conversation we've had this morning about this injury may just be in the theoretical realm in terms of how much it's going to affect him, but I still think it's probably going to affect him as he works his way back. But the recovery should be quick, and the hope is that he will be 100% for the opener. Taush, I heard you jousting with Steve-O, yep. Although Steve-O wasn't there to discuss it with you. I've used this phrase a bunch when it comes to this, and I'll use it again. It's just the cost of doing business. This is what quarterbacks are getting paid now. And I don't think Steve-O is going to be proven necessarily wrong in his opinion about Love. I think he will be proven wrong, but I see a path where he's right about him. But again, the scenario, and you nailed it, and I just wanted to reinforce this because felt like you might maybe needed a reinforcement or two. Not you personally, because you don't care, but from a wider audience perspective. Any team that was in the Packers situation that they were in with him pays him. Now, we can have a discussion about whether that half measure of a contract instead of picking up the fifth-year option when they had the opportunity to was the right decision, right?
Yeah, but he hadn't played. He wasn't going to play on that fifth-year option either.
Yeah, at least you have a little bit. Well, if you're trying to negotiate with them, you have a little bit better of a hammer to wield, I would think, in that scenario. But you're right.
Well, not really, because they ended up giving him less, and he had another year on his deal. That I get what you're saying, but I think the crux of what Steve-O and what everybody else is looking at, and this is the cruel world of the NFL, and it's way too early, but I think there's some Packer fans that are saying, do we regret paying Jordan Love all this money? And I would answer vehemently no for all the reasons I just mentioned, but you know, he was injured last year. He still put up a good season, but he didn't have the consistency. And now, you barely took 7 snaps or whatever it was, 9 snaps, and he's injured again. This is the tough part of this business. Most people aren't viewing it that way, but I do think there are some, and I think you can put Steve-O in that camp, that we shouldn't have paid him yet, even though – That is how this works. He's not here if you don't pay him. And I don't know if anybody thinks this team's better if Jordan Love's not on it. If you do, I couldn't disagree with you more, but this is what it is.
It would appear that there are some in the fan base that think they'd be fine with Malik Willis And I really like Malik Willis. I would not go as far as those folks clearly are willing to go. We'll talk more about Packers and Badgers practices as they roll on. The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch kicks off in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.